Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, loads of news happening across the country that just didn't quite make the national headlines this week. So, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me in studio to tell us all about them. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, oh my God, the weather is just incredible, isn't it?
It is. Now, there's talk of a lot of rain later, so enjoy it while you can. But it's gorgeous.
Positive news as always, Shane Beattie, yeah. Anyway, loads of positive news that we might have missed this week.
Please make sure that your seatbelt is securely fastened. Seatbelts can be purchased for $5. To fasten, insert the metal fitting into the buckle and tighten the buckle by pulling the loose end away from you. To release, purchase a release flap for $7. Now,
this,
I know what
you're
thinking.
Of course, is the Ryanair stunt carried out by a restaurant in Navan.
Yes. So we're going to meet.
Oh, I love this story.
I'd hate if this happened to me, by the way. I think Michael O'Leary handled it very well.
He did, yeah.
So a restaurant in Meath has poked fun at Michael O'Leary after adding a few extra charges to his food bill recently. So we're all aware of the extra charges when you book a flight, particularly with Ryanair, not just Ryanair. So La Vida restaurant in Navan made the most of the opportunity when Michael O'Leary came in for a visit recently. They gave him his bill. And when he got the bill, they had charged him for extra leg space, priority booth seating in the restaurant, and a quiet area. And the charges totaled €37.85. Now, we should say it was a joke.
Ah, yeah.
They didn't actually charge him.
It was brilliant. It was such a great idea. Imagine Michael O'Leary comes into the restaurant and all the staff are all in the back talk. How can we play a prank?
And even to go with the extra leg space and the booth seating was very, very clever. Michael O'Leary saw the funny side too because he did pose for a photograph with staff and they thanked Mr. O'Leary for choosing La Vida. And good to know he left a very good tip.
Fair play to him.
Do you know the way some of these mean rich people are quite mean with their money? He apparently left a very good tip.
Oh, well, good. I'm delighted to hear it. Now, from that to Wicklow, what's the scam about?
The scam is back. So we had this a few months ago and it's back now. So Wicklow Town and Arklow Motorists have been hit by an elaborate QR code scam on their pay and display parking machines for the second time in 6 months. We had this report last October from Bray and Greystones where drivers were getting fleeced, where bogus QR codes were placed on parking machines and signage, and the QR sticker, if you scanned it, it brought you to a fraudulent cloned website looking for your credit card details and other personal data. They tried to get on top of it, the council got involved, but now it's back in Wicklow Town and Arklow. So the advice is you don't scan any QR code or barcode
at all
on these machines. Because whatever way the signage was done, it actually looked like, oh, you're supposed to scan this. Here's a quick way of paying. They say don't scan any QR or barcode that may appear on pay and display machines. Payzone, they operate the online payment system. They're installing notices on all machines advising you to never pay for parking with a QR code. So you pay with cash. Here's the proof. Cash is still king, by the way. Mm. Pay with cash or pay online or download the Payzone app is the safest way. The traffic wardens and the contractors in Wicklow are still going around checking the machines for any sign of tampering. But just be aware, because the signage is done so well that you would be tempted to scan the code.
But you see, you also have, I actually had this only last week, this experience where on the machines, you have on, so you've got the machine, obviously you put in your cash, then you've got the, you know, the card scanner or card reader if you're paying by card, and then if that of course isn't working, then there's this QR code stuck to it, but don't use it.
No, you don't use that, is the confusion there. So have a few quid in cash is what I'd be saying in your car, particularly in Wicklow, but not just Wicklow, it was in South Dublin as well.
Okay, now if you're looking for the best toilet in Ireland,
that's our favourite toilet song. Whatever that is.
Rock and roll toilet.
Rock and roll toilet.
I've heard that before.
So, we have found the best pub toilet in Ireland, or certainly one of the best pub toilets in Ireland. A Dublin pub has won big at the Loo of the Year Awards.
There's a first element to this story. We have a Loo of the Year Awards competition.
Yeah, in the UK and Ireland.
And who runs this?
I don't know. The loo companies, maybe. I'm not sure.
Right, so people enter their toilets.
Yeah, they do. And one of the top bogs that won this year is the Silver Penny Pub on Lower Abbey Street in Dublin. So then I come up with the phrase, spend a penny in the Silver Penny.
Oh, very good. Look at, you've missed your calling.
I know. So how do they judge the best toilets, by the way? And it's decor, the maintenance of the toilet, the cleanliness, the accessibility, how good is the dryer, and the hand washing and safety and overall management. And you can nominate yours as well. I was kind of wondering what makes a good pub toilet. What do you think is a good pub or hotel toilet?
Well, just cleanliness, like.
Yeah.
It has to be clean.
The dryer is important as well, I think.
Well, there's tissue lying around.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can't stand unisex toilets anyway.
Okay.
In the first instance.
Yeah. So you're, that's
totally
a no
put
if
off
it's a unisex
me.
Toilet.
I hate going in. There's toilet seats up and all around. I just hate it.
Yeah.
I just hate it. Like,
you'd die if there was urinals as well, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, how I survived Glastonbury is beyond me.
I have a few little secret spots in Dublin that I would use if
Go
I was
on.
Going around. I'm not going to name them.
Why?
Because
do you pretend? Do you pretend now? You're I'm looking for somebody. They're not here.
Yeah, well, I would do. I purposefully walk in and pretend that I have a meeting in the hotel or something.
But why would you name them? If it's a good toilet. Name it.
Well, the Westbury is an excellent toilet. And of course, I buy
anywhere. It might as well be a 5-star hotel.
Exactly. Or the Shelburne's quite good too. And of course, I'll buy a coffee after I go
good,
in and use the toilet,
because I was going to give out to you about that. It's
anyway,
not a community centre. Right?
No, it's not. So let us know your favourite pub toilet. This one, the Silver Penny on Lower Abbey Street in Dublin, has won it this year, but certainly nominate yours.
No.
So we're going to Dublin via Australia for our next story, where an Irish man living in Australia was left red-faced after he ordered a takeaway to Dublin by mistake. This can very easily happen.
Sorry, he ordered the takeaway to Dublin?
Yes, while he was in Melbourne. It happened to me once before where I was in Dublin for work and I ordered the takeaway to Nace, but nothing as bad as ordering it to Australia.
The worst I ever did, I ordered the same takeaway twice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Two different delivery guys.
That's okay.
Landed
yeah.
in the house. Like, it was an accident. So I ended up with two Eddie Rock at the house.
I wouldn't mind that. That's all right. Anyway, this guy's name is Oisin Lenehan. So he moved to Melbourne and he's staying with his friends over there. And he ordered two barbecue chicken pizzas, garlic bread and chips. Quite a good order. Not a bad order. He ordered it on Uber Eats and it cost him €60. Got the confirmation, the food's on the way. We all know that feeling when you get it. You go, thank God.
He's waiting for
it's
3 weeks.
It's on the way. And then he realised that he'd ordered the food to an address in Dublin, 15,000 kilometres away. He said he was sitting around with the friends, kind of showing off. We're having our nice drinks in Melbourne here and I'll get us a takeaway because I'm your guest. All wonderful until he got confirmation the order was completed, checked the summary and the food was being sent to a place in Dublin. Not even his former address, by the way. A place where he'd been for a night out. That's where they sent the food to.
And I was going to say, surely he must have done that now in the early hours of the morning. That sounds like an activity you'd do then.
And he said his heart dropped because he was going to have to go through the whole process again. Now, there's a clip of this online, apparently, where he's begging the takeaway to refund his order. And he's gone viral on TikTok, racking up more than 500,000 views. There's always a positive to these stories. What do you think the positive is out of all this?
A takeaway donated him a pizza.
No. Girls are looking for his number now.
Stop! How?
Kyle says he's been inundated with messages from girls. Kyle is his friend, saying Oisin's been inundated with messages from girls hoping to get Oisin's number.
Why? Because they obviously saw the video.
They must have. I thought, there's a guy I'd like to be with.
That is, just don't let him order the takeaway.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Tell us about the water for clocks.
So the clocks changed this weekend. I didn't realise this, by the way, that they go forward this weekend.
Oh, no, this always blows my mind.
And shocks me when it happens, even though it happens twice a year. But spare a thought for people in Waterford's Museum of Time who are preparing to put forward, because the clocks go forward by an hour, they're preparing to put forward 600 clocks. Now, I have a pain in my neck trying to change my oven clock. Sometimes I don't even bother because it's so hard to do.
No, I don't.
Or I might leave the car and then for 6 months of the year, the time is right in the car. But these people in Waterford have to spring forward 600 clocks. There's a dedicated team of staff and volunteers at the Irish Museum of Time who will change 600 clocks to mark the start of daylight saving time. And apparently it requires careful attention and precision because each clock must be meticulously reset. There's 1,000 clocks there and the museum's collection spans centuries, so some of those are very difficult to change the time with. You can look at clocks if you're interested from the US, UK, France, Austria and Germany, and along with the oldest Irish clocks, the museum also houses pieces from around the world, so changing the time on all of these precious historic items is no small feat. Only two people can work at the clocks at a given time, as each piece has its particular quirks.
So just to confirm, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
1 a.m.
Yeah.
The clocks go forward.
They go forward.
And that means
hour.
We get an hour less in bed. Does it?
Oh no, I hate this question. By this. Sorry.
Yeah, it is. It's an hour less, isn't it?
So if it's 1 o'clock, it's then midnight. No, if it's midnight, it then becomes 1 a.m. So you get an hour less in bed on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think. I'm not sure on that. It goes forward.
Anyway, it'll go forward at 1 a.m. That's all you need to know. Right.
And then what it'll mean is the evenings will be longer and the mornings get darker again. So this beautiful sunshine we're enjoying at 6:30 in the morning, if you're up that early, then it goes dark again for a few weeks.
Plans for the weekend?
Spending time with my mammy for Mother's Day.
Oh, good man.
Yes, what are you up to?
Well, I spent time with my mother yesterday. We were at the Arc Fashion Show, which
was
brilliant last night.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we were at that. I'm working at the Endometriosis Association conference. I'm going to that now on Saturday. Yeah, so I'm sure we'll meet a lot of our listeners that are there, I've no doubt. Okay, Shane Beattie, we will hear more from you Monday morning, 6 o'clock.
Thank you, and breakfast enjoy briefing. Changing all of your clocks.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.